Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you today. How the heck are you? Freedom ringing again. You know, I couldn't help. I was watching today Trump talking from the carrier facility in Indianapolis, and it was astonishing for a number of different reasons. Because I envision, you know, like a Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama standing there, coming off a teleprompter, giving you some bogus political speech and taking credit for a thing. You know, can you hear it now? You know, here Trump was. Let me just set this up for you. You've probably already seen this. Many of you have already watched the news. But you got Trump standing at the carrier facility that he single-handedly worked with to keep here rather than move to Mexico. And this is something that is near and dear to my heart because I understand NAFTA deeply at a personal level. I was in the transportation field for 26 years. I watched plants close. I hauled the freight, in fact, from some of those closing facilities to the new facilities in Mexico, and I hauled the material coming back out for years. So I know how this works. And it was fascinating for me to watch Trump stand up there and talk to the employees. When a Hillary Clinton would have stood up there and given that typical political, this is what it means to do, you know, and you don't get that from Trump. You get Trump talking to the employees who are going to have Christmas and paychecks because of the efforts. You get him pointing down and talking to the CEO and bantering back and forth during the conversation that he had. There was no teleprompter up, and it was wonderful to see. And it's a breath of fresh air, and this is a direction that America is going. This is part of the freedom that we talk about every day on Armed American Radio. This is what the Democrats haven't figured out yet. The gun grabbers and freedom haters, the un-American socialists, haven't figured this out yet. Now, they're doing what we're going to pick apart from them every single day when we talk about the politics, the political landscape of things, but they're attacking him and what he did to keep these jobs. This is how out of touch they are. They are attacking President-elect Trump because he was successful in keeping these jobs in Indianapolis. Meanwhile, America's looking at this going, oh, my God, shut up already, will you? And they just haven't figured it out. So this is a preview into what's going to be coming over the next 4 years. It doesn't mean we can sleep. It doesn't mean we can sit back and say, ah, see, look at this. Because believe me, a wounded enemy is extremely dangerous. A wounded animal is very dangerous. And that's what they are right now. They're a wounded animal. How are they dangerous? Well, they've got the media. The media is their teeth. And the media, their friends in the media, are going to continue to claw at us. So it's very, very important. But this gives us a preview and a window, and you take that breath of fresh air and you think, good heavens, can you imagine? First of all, Hillary Clinton, I know, wouldn't have been there because she wouldn't have been able to do what Trump did, keeping that factory open. She wouldn't have cared about it. In fact, it would have been just the opposite. She would have been praising the Mexican government for getting the plant there and wrestling it away from Indianapolis. I mean, who knows? But it wasn't on her radar screen. Trump's got this going on. So the freedom aspect of this is very, very important. That's what I want you to keep in mind. This is what I want to impart to you every single day, that we cannot get complacent here. But the fresh air aspect of this truly is wonderful. It really is. It's such a breath of fresh air to see this stuff in such light because there's no politics involved. It was a business deal by a guy who will soon be occupying the White House, something that we've never seen before. Imagine when it starts working for our Second Amendment rights, because that's what's getting ready to happen here. So keep that in mind. And if you haven't seen the footage of Trump at the facility, my gosh, go talk to him. Carrier is investing $16 million to keep its operations in Indiana, including another plant. They're going to expand in Indiana. Those jobs were leaving. I've experienced it firsthand in my own business that I ran and created and operated for a number of years down in Florida and in Georgia. Part of that operation is still in business to this day. So near and dear to my heart. Thanks for bearing with me on that. But that's that breath of fresh air. It really, truly is. What does that have to do with guns? It has everything to do with guns because it's freedom. And your firearms are the ultimate expression. Your right to bear arms is the ultimate expression of freedom in a free nation and a free society. We're coming back to that. Breath of fresh air. The shackles will soon be off. I got an email, a couple emails I want to read, but this one is so important because this is going to be one of the first things we see happen as freedom begins to take root again in America. And as the dark clouds begin to dissipate and the sun comes out and we can breathe again. And I'm referring to national reciprocity. Take a listen to this email from Braden Lynch. He writes, Mark, he called me Mr. Walters. Dear Mr. Walters. Hey, Braden, Mr. Walters is my dad. Okay. Just kidding with you. He says, Dear Mr. Walters, I may have missed this in subsequent podcasts, but you should provide a clarification. Regarding national reciprocity, the idea discussed was that having an out-of-state CCW, for those of you who might be new to the program, that's concealed carry weapon, or what denotes a CCW denotes concealed carry license, a right-to-carry permit, would allow for carry in all states. Let me go back and read that again. Regarding national reciprocity, the idea discussed was that having an out-of-state permit would allow for carry in all states. For example, a Florida resident permit allows you to go to any other state without fear of a Shemaine Allen. And he's referring to the young lady who crossed the Betsy Ross Bridge from Philadelphia into New Jersey with her lawful concealed carry in Philadelphia and was charged with a crime that gave her, she was staring at literally 3 years in prison in New Jersey as a result of that. So she's talking about without fear of that type of incident. However, he's talking about that. However, what was not discussed was the local laws. Like an automobile license, when you are in a different state, you obey their laws. Fortunately, they are relatively uniform, but some states allow certain turns on red lights or maybe prohibit U-turns where others say it is okay. The point is, if national reciprocity passes, would people going into a different state have to put up with more restrictive state laws while there? For example, the destination state prohibits carry in places of worship while your state has no such restriction. Some states effectively bar you from carrying your firearm, except for a few places. Forget about schools, churches, government buildings, stadiums, etc. I, for one, say the Constitution applies equally to all and in every state, and the states signed on to it with all of the Bill of Rights. All gun control laws are therefore unconstitutional and should be deemed to be null and void. We need to end the tyranny of liberals. Best regards, Braden Lynch in California. Braden, first of all, thanks for the email. I'm going to provide clarification for that. It is something I've discussed. You probably either haven't gotten to it yet, if you're catching up on certain broadcasts via recordings, podcast recordings, or maybe you missed it, or maybe I covered it on a different program, maybe on the Monster program. It's, you know, 6 days of radio. I can tell you I've covered it. I'm just not sure where it was and when it was, but it's out there. So I want to go over that for you because national reciprocity, folks, this is what's coming first, I believe, I think. I think national reciprocity, all of the pro-rights organizations, I can tell you this with certainty, meaning the Gun Owners of America, the National Rifle Association, the National Shooting Sports Foundation, the National Rifle Association, I said, the National Shooting Sports Foundation, the Second Amendment Foundation, the CCRKBA, Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, of which I am a member of the Board of Directors. I can tell you this is on the top of the list firsthand. That's not a secret. The United States Concealed Carry Association, of course, is lobbying for this, as are state organizations around the country. But what's important, and to those of you who know this already, bear with us. It's still fun conversation to have. Nobody else talks about this stuff on the radio. Right now, they're all talking about something, you know, the 24-hour news cycle. It's just repetitive. They're just going over it all day long. That's why this is a fun show. But national reciprocity is very important, and there's misinformation out there that's about national reciprocity that we want to make sure is cleared up. So I'll kind of just banter back and forth with you a little bit because I want to get into it in detail. Don't want to have to cut myself off as we go into this break. But the letter from Braden Lynch brings up the issues in a way that I can explain them to you when we do come back from the break and eliminate some of those questions you have. 2009, you remember the Thune Amendment? You may or may not remember that. Hardcore listeners of this program who've been listening to me since 2009, right after Barack Obama's inauguration. I've been with you here for 8 years of this administration on the Monster Sunday weekend broadcast. We talked about the Thune Amendment, which was national reciprocity. And it was going to be attached to a bill, was going to be attached as an amendment to a bill that Barack Obama would have signed. But the amendment failed by just a couple of votes in the Senate. And it did get some Democrat support, just not enough. But those days are over. And when we come back, I want to read you the Thune Amendment, because that's what national reciprocity is going to look like in the coming days and weeks. And it's going to happen quickly, as fast as it can be written. And as fast as we can get it to Trump's desk, he's going to sign this thing. So we'll cover all of it when we come back and clear up any questions or misconceptions you may have about national reciprocity. We'll be right back.
You know, arming yourself with a firearm, it's not just a responsibility, it is also your Second Amendment right. Now, I take this very seriously, which is why I am a proud member of the USCCA. Now, they're dedicated to protecting responsible gun owners just like you and me. Now, I know you take your gun rights seriously, too, and that's why I want to let you in on something big. The USCCA now wants to give you $1,600 to buy one of five elite guns. Now, I'm talking about high-quality pistols some of us only dream of owning, like a Sig Sauer 1911 Spartan and the Smith & Wesson M&P R8. But that's only two of them. Just go to DefendFamily.com and see the entire list and pick out which elite gun to add to your arsenal. And 95 runner-ups will win a USCCA range bag complete with eye and ear protection. That's 100 winners in total. I don't think I've ever seen better odds than that. So go get your free entry just by visiting DefendFamily.com. That's DefendFamily.com, where you could take home one of five elite guns you've always wanted.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Looking for the perfect gift for the gun owner on your list? Alien Gear Holsters is proud to offer the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet. Grab an award-winning Cloak Duck 3.0, starting at just $43.88. This American-made holster is designed with a comfortable form-fitting neoprene and a spring steel core for enhanced retention. Its slim profile and tuckable design is perfect for concealed carry. Learn more at aliengearholsters.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
I have the December Gun a Day giveaway to tell you about today. We'll do that later in the broadcast here before we close out the fastest hour in all of daytime radio. S-845, Senate 845. Do you remember talking about this? I'm going to ask you to dig deep into those memory banks. S-845. Do you remember this? It's hard to believe that this was, that I'm taking you back now to April of 2009. And many of you listen, this program didn't exist at that time. The Monster program did exist. Been bringing you this information for years. So we're asking you to dig back into your memory banks. What is S-845? It's referred to inside the firearms community and recognized around the country as the Thune Amendment. 111th Congress, first session. And it was a bill to amend Chapter 44 of Title 18, United States Code, to allow citizens who have concealed carry permits from the state in which they reside. Let's say you live in Missouri. To carry concealed firearms in another state that grants concealed carry permits. Now, for the sake of argument, let's say New York. So here you've got a Missouri carry permit, and you're going to be visiting New York. You want to go see the 9/11 memorial with your family, and damn it, you have a right to defend your life. New York City says, nope. Not here, you don't. We're a bunch of smug elitist liberals who've been humiliated and haven't figured it out yet. But until you force us to do something, you ain't allowed to defend yourself here. Well, this bill would fix that. Again, this bill would amend Chapter 44 of Title 18, United States Code, to allow citizens who have concealed carry permits from the state in which they reside, let's assume you live in Missouri, to carry concealed firearms in another state that grants concealed carry permits, New York, they do grant concealed carry permits, if the individual complies with the laws of the state. Now, that's part of what the email was. How does that work? Well, let's explain that. The idea discussed, according to the emailer, as he says, was that having an out-of-state CCW would allow for carry in all states. For example, a Florida resident permit allows you to go to any state without fear of a Shemaine Allen incident, meaning being arrested for carrying your lawful firearm in a state that doesn't recognize your permit, which is what happened to Ms. Allen. However, what was not discussed with the local laws, like an automobile license, when you live in a different state, you obey the laws. Let me read you the text of S-845. Any impending national reciprocity, this will be the blueprint for it. So you can pretty much take to the bank that what I'm about to give you is what any impending legislation will look like, okay? Maybe some changes to it, but it will be minor. And the actual title of the bill was Respecting States' Rights and Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act of 2009. Reciprocity for the carrying of certain concealed firearms. In general, notwithstanding any provision of the law of any state or political subdivision thereof, number one, a person, you, who is not prohibited by federal law from possessing, transporting, shipping, or receiving a firearm and is carrying a valid license or permit which is issued pursuant to the law of any state, let's say that's Missouri, like we use in the example, and which permits the person to carry a concealed firearm, may carry a concealed firearm in accordance with the terms of the license or permit in any state that allows its residents to carry concealed firearms, subject to the laws of the state in which the firearm is carried concerning specific types of locations in which firearms may not be carried. What does that mean? What does that mean? That means you have to abide by the state law that you're in. And that state may say, as Braden refers to in his email to me, maybe schools, churches, or government buildings or stadiums are off limits in state A, yet you can carry them in your state B. You must abide by the laws of the state that you are in. Blue states hate this. because they will be forced, believe it or not, to allow, listen to this language, I hate to have to use this language, they will be forced to allow you, against their will, by the way, this is what I have to point out to you, this is why we have to stay awake, it's against their will, they're literally being forced to permit you to exercise your constitutional rights in their Democrat-controlled state. You hear what I just said? Don't ever forget that. Don't forget the way that I phrased that, because that's accurate. This amendment would require a governor or a blue legislature, for example, would require them to allow you to exercise your constitutional right while you visit their state. Here's how perverted they are. They'd assume you keep your money and just stay the hell home. That's how much they hate you. They don't want you in their state carrying your firearm. They prefer you not to be there. They don't care that you're a law-abiding citizen. They couldn't care less. Smug elitism. Let me go on with this bill because it's important. That was number one. Number two, a person who is not prohibited by federal law from possessing, transporting, shipping, or receiving a firearm, and is otherwise then as described in paragraph one, entitled to carry a concealed firearm in and pursuant to the law of the state in which the person resides, may carry the concealed firearm in accordance with laws. It's the same thing as number one, but what it does is it says, well, okay, maybe this person doesn't have a concealed carry permit, but is allowed otherwise to carry in their state for whatever reason. Maybe it's a military. Maybe their military paperwork allows them to carry in the state. Maybe they don't need a specific CCW permit. What this does is encompasses everybody. Now, you've got a number of states right now, 11 states, out of 12, really, if you want to get down to it, and we've got another one looking at wanting to be 13. It's not something I wanted to go into it the other day but ran out of time. Not today either, but we'll do it maybe on the weekend program. But what do you do if you've got constitutional carry and a guy doesn't have a permit because the state doesn't require him to bow down, take a knee, fingerprint himself, and get a federal background check to exercise his constitutional right to carry a firearm? His driver's license would be enough then to cover him while he was in the state under a reciprocal, national reciprocal act. Does it make sense? You're from Arizona. You don't have a permit. You very rarely travel. But you have to go to a wedding in New York State. And damn it, you're taking your firearm because you can. What happens? You don't have a permit because it's not necessary in Arizona. Your driver's license is enough in the state of New York. They hate that. They hate that. They can't stand it. More. When we come back.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com. If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Picture this scenario. 2 masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, like I said, we have a new gun a day giveaway kicking off over at U.S. Concealed Carry Association. I'll go there at the next break. I want you to hang in there with me. That national reciprocity, that's a big deal. That's a huge deal. That's a game changer for a number of different reasons. So I want you to walk with me here, and I want you to understand exactly why it's such a game changer. It's more than just someone saying, oh, well, now you have to. A lot of people had the fear that the federal government was stepping in to concealed carry. And, of course, it's understandable that you would have that fear. We're talking about under a Barack Obama presidency, and the general rule is what the federal government can giveth, the federal government can taketh away. And that's not the case here. This is no different than your driver's license being recognized. It's simply the government saying, you are required under federal law to recognize the license of every other state. All 50 states have some form of concealed carry. All 50 states, including California. Very befitting name for California, by the way. As freedom continues to roll across the country, California's just going to look stupider and stupider. But that'll force them along. Help is on the way, California, you firearms owners. Help is on the way. It's just a matter of time. It is going to take time, though. It's not going to happen overnight. But even California has concealed carry. New York, I know people who have New York permits. Several people who have New York permits. And a good friend of mine, Woody, down in Florida, great friend, older gentleman, passed away after he lost his wife. Bless his heart. God rest his soul. Was a New York State permit holder for years and years and years. did a column on him in Concealed Carry magazine. Well, I featured him with a photograph and some of his antique firearms. He had a collection that was just amazing. And he'd bring them over, and, you know, that's the kind of stuff I'd do, you know. Woody'd come over and bring his firearms, and we'd sit there and tell stories about the guns and sit and hang out with them because that's cool to do. That's America. I'm not the only one that does it. That's right, gun grabbers. We play with our guns. You wouldn't understand that. But he had a New York State permit. He hated the fact whenever he'd go back home to visit his children, he couldn't carry his firearm prior to, the thought of not being able to carry his firearm, but he had the New York permit. He always kept it active, but he could carry. I couldn't. We used to talk about that all the time. He just couldn't imagine not being able to carry his firearm in New York. So I always kept his firearm permit in New York active, and he's coming back and forth from Florida to New York. And this law would require, what this act would do is require the states to recognize those. And the important part to remember is that just like traffic laws, as the emailer Braden pointed out, that just like traffic laws, of course you have to abide by that state law. If you can't carry a firearm in a place of worship, for example, in the state you are visiting, doesn't mean you can while you're there because you can while you're home. That would be akin to saying you can drive 75 on interstate, 75 in Florida, but the speed limit is 50 when you get over the bridge in Ohio for a couple miles. But because you're from Florida and have a Florida driver's license, you can go 75. It doesn't work that way. So you have to abide by those state laws. That's all it is, simple, pure recognition. And what I read you, the text of the Thune Amendment, is going to be really, I think, what national reciprocity will look like when it is put on Trump's desk. And you heard me say that. And it will be put on Trump's desk. Trump himself has called for it. Get used to being on offense. But very important, because it's a game changer in a lot of different ways. How? Why? I can carry now in New Jersey and I couldn't before. What does that mean? Why is that a game changer? Well, it's a game changer particularly for the people who live in New Jersey because it may very well wipe out their quote-unquote may issue status. There's a difference between may issue and shall issue. As long as you meet all the requirements in one state, the state shall issue you your license. They can't stop you from getting it. Well, you know, I'm an anti-gun judge, but guess what? You know, here in this probate court in the state of Georgia, I don't like giving out permits, but this guy, there's nothing stopping him. I have to give it to him. That shall issue. In may issue, maybe the sheriff says, you know what? Because that's what New Jersey is right now. You can apply. Give me your $300. I don't like the reason you put down. Poof, denied. And they don't give you your money back. They may or may not issue. Having national reciprocity is the first step in wiping that unconstitutional crap right off the map in New Jersey. Because that's going to wind up in court. I can promise you that will wind up in court immediately. So you can probably kiss the handful of states who still have may issue. By the way, they're all controlled by Democrats. Imagine that. You can probably kiss that goodbye. So this is a very positive first step heading in the right direction. Get used to being on offense. These are some of the things that are going to happen. There are many, many more. Court cases across the country will make their way through the courts and wind up in what will now be a pro-Second Amendment, pro-rights Supreme Court that will uphold the Constitution in Scalia fashion, which means in Heller fashion and McDonald fashion. And those cases that we could have never advanced under a Hillary Clinton presidency or any other socialist for that matter, we can now advance. You have no idea the danger your Second Amendment rights were in if the wrong thing happened. And we told you about it day in and day out on this program. But I don't think you realize just how bad it was and how close we came to losing our Second Amendment for the rest of your natural life. Ask the Brits and the Australians if they're going to get their gun rights back. They're not. There would have had to have been a fight to get them back in this country, and I mean physical. Yes, we dodged a huge bullet on November 8th. A huge bullet on November 8th. So when you see bills like national reciprocity begin to make their way through, when you see some of these court cases that I begin to tell you about with Alan Gottlieb that we begin to go after, and you heard him on the program Sunday. If you didn't hear it, go back and listen to it. First half hour of hour one. It's right on the Armed American Radio website. Highly recommend you go take a look at that. California, there is support coming to you. We will begin to move forward on rolling back some of this unconstitutional garbage, these infringements, as the Constitution calls them, as that's what they are, requiring you to get background checks to buy ammo, get background checks, you know, unconstitutional magazine limit, the whole nine yards. These are all infringements. Help is on the way. You have no idea. And I, you know, most of you, hardcore listeners of this program, understand it. But even you, I don't think even you quite understand. It's very easy to go into a state of denial. Oh, that's not going to happen. I've always been able to have my guns. We've had Democrats in office before. You have no idea what was getting ready to happen. You've never had Democrats in office like you would have had with Hillary Clinton. Never. This would have been a complete cultural shift. And an activist court would have wiped out your rights. It's that simple. The Second Amendment, as you knew it, under Bill Clinton and even Barack Obama, would not have existed under Hillary Clinton. Once they made a move against Heller, every infringement you see in the state of California and New York under the bogus SAFE Act and Connecticut and all this garbage, by the way, laws which they still refuse to enforce because they know they're unconstitutional, would have never again been found unconstitutional. Meaning, they could have done it anywhere. When we come back, we'll continue the discussion on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Don't go away.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
All right. The Gun A Day giveaway is back. I love this thing, and I wish I could participate in this. I really do, but I can't. But today's Gun A Day. This is the first day. I'm going to do this through the month of December. Christmas is coming, and you're going to see a huge event when it comes to the Gun A Day, because the Gun A Day turns into Guns A Day as we get closer to the end of the month. But today's gun is a Kimber 1911 Compact Stainless 2. With an MSRP value of $1,052, you will be sent the $1,052 to buy the gun. Three grand prize winners in the month of December will win ammo for life, a $45,000 value, 15 grand apiece. You can see the rules on the site, usccaonair.com. World famous, globally, mean it, for their Gun A Day giveaways. This stuff's amazing, and all you've got to do is activate a USCCA Self-Defense Shield membership. For this particular gun, you have until midnight. So if you're listening to me after midnight on a delayed broadcast, not a worry. Visit usccaonair.com and you will see before I tell you tomorrow the newest gun up on the site. It automatically updates. So you may see it before I tell you about it if you're listening to a delayed broadcast, or maybe your local station runs you or runs me at 2 o'clock in the morning, for example. Not to worry. USCCA On Air has you covered. Check it out. Make sure you head over there, please. Very, very important. Okay. I covered you on the National Reciprocity. I think we got that covered. If I missed anything and you have any questions, Mark at armedamericanradio.org, Mark at armedamericanradio.org. Crime in Chicago. I can't overlook this. Yesterday I told you there were 714 murders. Chicago Tribune is reporting today in a piece, I guess from yesterday, that they hit 700 murders. I told you yesterday it was 714, and this is coming off of the Chicago Tribune site. I'm not making this up. This is scary stuff. Scary stuff in Chicago. 722 homicides being reported by the Chicago Tribune right now as we speak. Last year, I want you to think about this. Last year, January 1st through December 31, 30 days from now, a year ago, in the 12-month period ending December 31, 492 homicides, 722 already, and it's the 1st of December. We've got another month to go. Going to crack 800. Going to crack 800 over Thanksgiving Day weekend. Over 80 people were shot. Another dozen or so killed. And the number I just gave you, 722, has risen since I gave it to you. You think about that. The body count in Chicago is rising as we speak. Strictest gun control in the country, a city in turmoil, run by Democrats for decades. Highest taxes, some of the highest, most oppressive taxes in the country. The strictest gun laws in the nation. In debt and going broke. Gangbangers controlling the city. Murder's the norm. How's that working out for you, Dems? How's that working out for you? The rest of the country doesn't want any part of it. The rest of America doesn't want any part of it. So we voted to fix it. You can come along for the ride, but the rest of America is only going to give you so many opportunities. They don't know how to fix it. It leaves me almost speechless. It really, truly does. 722 reported homicides versus 492 total last year. And we've got another month to go. Another month to go. Now, let me make one point clear to you. Regular listeners understand this. If you're new to Armed American Radio and you're cussing at me and throwing things at your radio or computer screen or whatever, maybe chucking your phone around because you can't stand the facts, that's your fault, not mine. But not one of those murders in Chicago has anything to do with this, with the guns in my safe or yours. Not one. No matter what they tell you. The humiliated, defeated enemies of our freedom, no matter how much money Michael Bloomberg throws at them, no matter how many advertisements they can afford to buy, no matter how many lies they can tell you over the airwaves, not one of those gangbanging murders or any other murder has anything to do with the guns in your safe or the guns on your hip. Not one. And America knows it. Newt Gingrich said it best yesterday. I don't remember where I saw it. I read it somewhere. But he said, America has grown up. I think it was in response to that dopey idiot Chuck Schumer. And that's what he is. I think he was running his mouth, you know, the typical Democrat playbook, saying something about Medicaid and the Republicans were going to start after Trump is inaugurated a war on seniors, he said. You know, America has moved past this, and the Democrats haven't figured it out. But the rest of America has it figured out. They roll their eyes anymore and go, good Lord, here they go again. America's moved past it. What about the shootings in Chicago real quick? What about that number? 2,988. This is an important number. 2,988 in January, from January 1 to December 31, 2015. As of today, 4,076. 4,076 people shot in Chicago, of which 722 were killed. I want you to let that number sink in. And again, let me remind you, not one of those shootings has anything to do with the lawfully owned guns in your possession, on your hip, in your safe. It doesn't matter. Not one. No matter how much money they throw at it, no matter how many ads they throw at it, no matter how much Bloomberg wants you to believe it, not one. And as I just said, America's on to them. We've had enough. And like Newt said, we've grown up. These are astonishing figures, and we're going to continue to give you these numbers. We've been doing it here for years. We're going to continue to do it. Unbelievable. Hey, by the way, the Monster program this week is going to be huge. I got huge. It's going to be huge. Madison Jesiato, former Miss Ohio, was on the Ohio State University campus. She's a law school student at OSU from Ohio. She's the former Miss Ohio. And we're working on bringing her. We've been communicating. We were able to bring her on the show. I want to get her on the Monster broadcast. So I'm hopeful that Madison will be able to join me on Sunday. And if not, I'll let you know. But she was at OSU. She's now a columnist at the Washington Times. So we're going to get some firsthand information from her. Very pro-gun. Very pro-gun. She's been a guest on the program before. But look her up. Madison Jesiato, former Miss Ohio. Hopefully have her on the program. Of course, we'll get an update from Alan Gottlieb and others. And we've got one more day on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Lots more information to tell you about tomorrow. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. And remember, to the victors go the spoils. We're going to wake up and do it all again tomorrow on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.